Greetings from somewhere south of London. I'm your hostess, Fiorella Nash, sometimes known by my nom de plume, Fiorella De Maria. I'm a writer of mystery, history, and crime fiction, but most importantly, I am an incorrigible bibliophile. I'm back all the way from Misty Albion, bringing you the all-new Fiorella Files, in which I will discuss books, classic and contemporary, or just books I've read and to which I have taken a bit of a fancy. There will be yet more books that you should read, just might enjoy reading, and really don't want to touch with the proverbial 11-foot barge pole. And as I have said many times before, it's probably never going to be once a month again, but every so often I hope to coax one or more of my children into appearing on my show to discuss the books they are reading and enjoying, to give you some ideas for books for younger readers. I am happy to say I am back in full voice again. Oh, it was a horror to lose my voice. I can't think of much worse than not being able to talk. I like to talk, and my children thoroughly enjoyed being able to talk a lot louder than me for the best part of 3 days. I am back, as talkative and vocal as ever. I am so sorry to hear about what has been happening in your neck of the woods with Hurricane Ida, all that destruction. In fact, I was talking to my friend KV the other day and saying, I really should make a promise on air never to complain about the weather again. Because, you know, in Britain, we just don't get extreme weather like that. So when I heard there was a hurricane heading towards New Orleans, I sort of didn't register that it was really that serious until I found out that poor old Mike had lost the roof of his house and things like that. You know, people are losing their homes, having to evacuate, losing power. You know, people were dying. I mean, it's absolutely horrendous. I'm so sorry to hear about all that happening. We're really praying for all those who've been caught up in the hurricane. You know, I'm afraid over here we are very spoilt. If there's a bit of a strong wind and a few tiles fall off the roof, you know, we feel like we're back in the Blitz again. Let's really put things into perspective. So apologies for all my moaning about the weather. I will endeavour to improve my attitude. Now, I have a book for you today that I have really, really enjoyed and that bears a passing resemblance to a book I reviewed on this show quite some time ago, way back in the first season. And that is The Scarlet Pimpernel of the Vatican, the true story of Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty and the underground resistance in Rome. It's by an author called J.P. Gallagher. Now, I have read and reviewed another book on this subject in the past. It was called Hide and Seek. It was about the same person, about Hugh O'Flaherty and his resistance network. But this was the original book. It was the book that first set down on paper the extraordinary story of this extraordinary Irish priest. And it is, in fact, the book that The Scarlet and the Black, that great film with Christopher Plummer and Gregory Peck, is really based. But I hit a snag almost immediately. Normally when I'm going to talk to you about any book, the first thing I'll do is I'll say, well, before I get on to the book and what I think about it, let me tell you a few things about the author. And the sad thing is, I could find out nothing at all about J.P. Gallagher, other than that he was born 107 years ago. So I'm assuming he's either a very, very old man, or he has died, but literally I don't even know that much. I could find no information about him whatsoever. And that in itself is very odd. People are interested in authors. Usually there's quite a bit of information, personal information, about a writer, even if it's just a couple of paragraphs of biographical detail. But there was literally nothing. I looked everywhere. No Wikipedia page, nothing on Goodreads, on Amazon, on Google Books. Even the Ignatius Press website, who have reprinted this book, have no information about the elusive J.P. Gallagher. And I would love to know a little bit more about him. I'd love to know how he came to write this book, how he came upon this subject, because it's such a fascinating book that he's written, and it introduced the world to the wonderful Monsignor Hugh O'Flaherty. And I just I was so curious, and I just wonder, was he so modest that he didn't particularly want to be well known, or has something happened? What the mystery of J.P. Gallagher? What happened? What happened to him? Why do we not know anything about him? Even at the back of the book, sometimes I'm almost reduced to just reading what's on the dust jacket of the book just to tell you something about the author. There isn't even any information there. Absolutely nothing. So, J.P. Gallagher, whoever you were, assuming it's were at this stage, I salute you. I salute your book. Thank you for writing this book, whoever you are.